Narcissism is the expression of a self-centered person who begins to have a view of life, a paradigm of life, that everything surrounds me. Win-win is far more mature. In fact, there's one even more mature than that. Win-win or no deal. No deal basically means, let's communicate, Bob, until we can find a solution that would benefit us both. And if we can't find one on this critical jugular issue, let's agree to disagree agreeably. No deal. No expectations have been created. No performance contract established, see? I won't hire you, or we won't take on this particular assignment, because it's obvious that our values or our goals are going in opposite directions. And isn't it good we learn this up front instead of downstream when expectations have been created and later disillusionment experience? That's so much better. I'm telling you, my friends, when you have no deal as an option in your mind, it's the most liberating feeling there is, because you don't have to manipulate people. You can honestly say, let's go for win-win, or we'll go for no deal. Now, I admit there are some relationships where no deal is not viable. I wouldn't bag my child or my loved ones or other people that I am very dependent upon, or they on me, and go for no deal. Be better to go for compromise. A low, low form of win-win, not synergistic. But that's often the realistic approach with some people. But where it is realistic, to go into a negotiation with a full attitude, let's really work until we hammer out a win-win deal, or let's simply agree we won't make a deal at all. And maybe another time downstream, we might be able to do something like that. I had a client of mine, the president of a large chain of retail stores, one time say to me, I was talking on this subject, you know, Stephen, this win-win idea sounds good, but, you know, it's so idealistic. The tough, realistic business world isn't quite like that. I mean, there's win-lose everywhere. And if you're not out there playing the game, you just can't make it. How many kind of identify with that expression? Well, I said to him, let's talk it through some more then. Take your customer. Why not go for win-lose with your customer? He said, well, you can't do that because your customer won't come back. So is win-lose realistic with the customer? He said, no. Well, then go for lose-win. Be a nice guy. Give away your margin. Now what'll happen? You can't come back. Right. So is lose-win, is nice guy realistic? No. Seems to me then that win-win is the only one that's realistic. That the other two are the ones that are idealistic, because you're assuming naively that you won't have to live with the consequences of win-lose or lose-win. Isn't that completely unrealistic? He said, well, that's true with customers, but not suppliers. I better listen to your experience. He said, all right. We're right now in the process of renegotiating our lease arrangements with the mall operators and owners. And as our consultant, you've counseled us to think win-win, to go into the whole negotiation with a win-win attitude. We've done that. Really, we're open, reasonable, have a win-win spirit. They see that as weakness and softness, and they took us to the cleaners. I said, why'd you go for lose-win? We didn't. We went for win-win. I thought you said they took you to the cleaners. They did. In other words, you lost. Yeah? And they won. That's right. What's that called? Do you know what a dichotomy is? Dichotomy means either or. If you're not tough, you're weak. You're not strong, you're soft. Either one. So most people, when they hear the concept of win-win, they think it means you're nice. That you're not tough. See? It does mean you're nice, but it also means you're tough. It's the combination of courage balanced with consideration that's the essence of the character strength underlying the win-win approach. No, we've got to be open to each other and begin to see the quality of our relationship in a totally different way. Both of our paradigms must shift, must change. That's why I say it's not compromise, it's synergy. Can you really stay with win-win and result in win-win when one person has a deep mindset toward win-lose? That is the only test of win-win. It's easy to go for win-win when she has the spirit of going for win-win. How do you influence a person's paradigm, their mindset of win-lose? The only way they define winning is beating, getting on top, winning the negotiation. You have to stay longer in the communication process. Habit two, I want all my relationships to have a win-win character to them. So I describe it to her directly. We like a long-term relationship with you. I went to my service station man and I said, I've got these two cars. How would you like to set up a win-win deal with me? Your win would be you'd get all our business. Our win would be you would take care of them as if they were your own. And if they need tires, if they need belts, if they need battery, anything that does the prevention work so we don't have any problem with them, that's what you do. And you give us the best prices you feel you can with a reasonable profit. Because I want to see you succeed in your business and make money in your business. And I want to also win by having you take over these cars if you would be willing. I'm telling you, when I go into that person's service station, he leaves another car. He assigns someone else to go take care of mine. I had a belt breakdown one time in the desert. He insisted on paying for it. I should have noticed it. Stephen, I'm so sorry you had that trouble. He just goes out of his way to serve because I went out of my way to establish an upfront win-win agreement.